in the fall, you have to fall off, and then it turned black, and you knock that off, and you still got a thick hull on. Now you got to take a hammer to break down. They're hard.
What do you call the softer one that you can break off with your hand?
That's an English walnut.
Well, the
we covering, don't have them here.
The covering that you can break off.
The hull? Yeah, it's thin. You can almost break them with your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, I have them in the store sale. You know what an English walnut is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never seen none grow around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the kind of the black walnut that grows around here, the green thing that you can break off?
That's the outside hull, and then it's another hard hull on the inside of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tree right down the yard.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of nut that's shaped like your eye?
Like what?
Like your eye.
Well, they got we don't grow them yet, but got another kind of nut to call the almond.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are, too, don't you? I've had them, too. They're good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't grow here, either.
Mm-hmm. Say if you leave a plum or apple lying around, it'll dry up and...
And rot.
Or it gets smaller, you say it'll...
It'll shrink up.
Uh-huh. And something that... people smoke made out of tobacco. They smoke
cigarettes. And some smoke cigars, and they got another little old thing. One of my brothers smoke them. They call them cerutes. They come in a box.
They call them what?
He called them cerutes. A little bit thing, just about, well, they ain't as big around as your thing, and they're about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And they got cigars and cigarettes. And some of them smoke tobacco and pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking tobacco, it's kind of, and they call it moss tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's cut tobacco, you know, coming in cans like Prince Albert.
What's moss tobacco?
Well, it's, you know what moss is, like grow on trees, it's kind of like moss, you know. It's moss is like tobacco. They call it moss tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got cut tobacco. That bull durum is kind of cut up in little fine pieces, you know. Comes in a sack with a string on each end. You open it up, and then you all set up, you pull them strings, that draw strings on it. You seen that bull durum tobacco. But I've never had, I ain't never smoked none in my life. I don't care nothing about it. I never did try.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a boy smoke, my daughter over I see smoke, and my youngest daughter smoke, and daughter out there on Plank Road, Bessie, she never did smoke.
Mm-hmm. Say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
needed.
Uh-huh. Or he needed that whipping because he did something
he ought to had.
Uh-huh.
He need that whipping because he got something he ought to had. But you know today, I tell you, I think that's the reason a lot of the young people that like the art today. I'm supposed to tell you this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I know you young. I'm not telling that you all young people ain't like, but you know today, right here in Louisiana, I can see it myself and other people too. The most of the young people, they tell the daddy and mama what to do. You know that? They do, yeah. Well, that's why the country's getting in shape it is. Now, back home when we raised up, we was afraid of our mama and daddy. Of course, Papa never did whip one of his boys. He had five boys and two girls and we're all living. I'm 81 and my youngest sister is 63 and we're all living. You don't see that much in many families.
Mm-hmm.
Well, old man, they raised us up when they told us anything. Now, Mama, she's whipped us two, three times, several times with a switch. But Papa ain't never whipped us, but we was afraid of him, and he didn't have to speak to us but one time. And you may not believe it, but if a lot of these old people like Mr. Wick and them here, that new Papa, well, when we was growing up boys up till we got grown men, a lot of these people let the kids stay out here at Zachary at night. Well, Papa told we went to us. We had to be back home at sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us if we wasn't, we couldn't put our feet on this table. Of course, you know, we didn't want to leave home. We was back.
Mm-hmm.
But today,